Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, guiding you to a career in financial services. This episode originally aired on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Make sure you join me each week as I share with you information on how to become a financial professional and the things you should be considering as you navigate down this career path. Without further ado, here's this week's episode. If you're an outsider to the financial services industry, you've probably heard different titles like financial advisor, financial planner, wealth advisor. And the question is, are these titles any different? And if they are different, do the differences really matter? Let's dive into that today. Get the pen and paper out. The industry has not done a good job at really educating people on the differences between what a financial services professional is. I like to use the term financial professional. Advisor, planner, wealth person, it really doesn't matter because they're all doing the same thing, more or less, depending on these two lines, whether or not they decide to be comprehensive or whether they decide to be more of a specialist. What do I mean by that? Well, you might refer to somebody as a financial planner, and that's really just short for certified financial planner because that person has decided to go down the trek of more comprehensive planning with things such as estate planning, tax advisement, education planning, retirement planning. All those obviously have ties to investments, but it's not just investments. Now, there are different designations that we can talk about in another podcast that render you a specialist in certain areas of the financial services industry. For instance, insurance. You could be a chartered life underwriter, which is somebody that has a specialty in insurance and also dovetails into estate planning. You could be a chartered financial analyst who really goes deep on the investment side. So there's all different types of things that you can do, but let me just say this. The real delineating factor will be whether you choose to be comprehensive in what you do in far as rendering advice to clients or more of a specialist. So advisor or planner really doesn't matter. It's more along the lines of the type of advice you're giving, whether it's in a comprehensive or non-comprehensive manner. Thanks for taking the time with me today to listen. Just one quick question before we continue. Have you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? If you haven't, I want to give you just one more reason to subscribe. Each week, I'm going to be sharing what I've learned in 20 plus years in the industry so that you can reach your goals faster. How's that? Now back to this week's episode. Okay, the other thing that may kind of differentiate how you're called, whether that be an advisor or planner, and by the way, it doesn't really matter, but it will be the type of job that you're working, the type of career you're in. So there's really four channels when it comes to being a financial professional. You can go the bank route, you can go RIA, you can go hybrid, or you can go BD. I'm gonna explain all those. So the bank route would be more what they call the wirehouse. So the big Merrill Lynch, where they hire you in, or Morgan Stanley, you know, maybe even Goldman Sachs if you got a person that plays golf with your dad and he'll get you in the door, because otherwise that's the only way you get there. The point being, you're going to sell proprietary products of that particular wirehouse or that bank. Usually these banks are investment and retail in focus. So, you know, like for instance, Bank of America Merrill Lynch has a customer arm as well as an investment banking arm for all its clients. So that's the bank. RIA, Registered Investment Advisory. So that is an independent advisory firm. So these are going to be more of your boutique, and you can see even really large ones. But basically what they've decided to do is register with either the state or the jurisdiction in which they're able to give financial advice, or at the SEC level. So they are not necessarily beholden to some of the laws or regulations of the broker-dealer channel, which we'll get into in just a second. But what you're going to really see as a difference there is most of them are going to be either fee-only or fee-based. Fee-only means that they sell no commissionable products or anything like that. Fee-based means they may sell some commissionable products. The other one is going to be the broker-dealer. The broker-dealer is the traditional channel where you're going to have to get a 7 or 66, maybe even the Series 6. The other exam is the 63 and the 65. All these exams allow you to give advice for somebody that will sponsor you as a broker-dealer. The broker-dealer is just a company or an organization that can give, sell, services or products in financial in nature, right? So a lot of people come in through that channel. I even came in through that channel. Last but not least is the hybrid, which is really a combination of the RIA and the broker-dealer. So there's so many different ways to get into this industry, but those four main channels are going to dictate what you're called, because you may go to Merrill Lynch, for instance, in a bank, and you can be a financial advisor, but they're going to call you an associate planner or a vice president of investments or something like that. Nobody really knows what that means, but it's really what your advice or your planning means to your clients. My last point is an important point, and I'm going to reiterate the fact that when it comes down to it, your target market, who you're going after, who you're going to work with, how they view you is the most important title that you're ever going to have, right? So you may look at yourself as a certified financial planner, but your clients don't really care about that designation or those letters behind your name as much as they care about how you make them feel when it comes to being safe and certain about their financial future. So my last point is, don't really get caught up in the titles. You know, most of the time, and I tell this to all aspiring financial professionals, our field is going to be a field that you get so much information that it's going to go over the head of the typical client that you work with. So you don't need to bombard them with everything you know. You really need to bombard them with making them feel really good about putting their trust in you as their financial advisor. Now, if you want to learn more about financial advisors, financial planners, anything in the financial services field that is going to make you a financial professional, you're going to want to check out the video that I'm going to link up in the cards, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend, it would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it, and it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.